The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Good morning and welcome. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt's show, Positively Healthy, and I'm Henry Cuenca sitting in today. I welcome you to my show about passion. The focus of my show is seeking those who hold and live passions. These guests have demonstrated that they live for a cause and hold a steadfast, compelling sense of purpose. While maintaining interest in what people do, my personal passion and curiosity is understanding why things are done. In other words, what is the fuel driving internal senses that makes them tick? In many cases, passions and purposes are driven quietly, subtly, and unseen, but yet cause significant impact to others and society as a whole. This is what my show is all about, and I have two wonderful guests for you today. One of our distinguished guests has recently received the State of California Assembly District 2 Women of the Year. And she has received many other accolades, and I welcome to introduce you to Maggie John.
Good morning,
Maggie. Thank you very much for joining
our
show.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Now, you go by Margaret, you go by Maggie, and you go by another name.
I knew this was coming. And that would be?
Most.
That's right.
Right. So in any event, again, thank you very much, and we are very honored, Maggie, to have you on our show. I think that you exemplify exactly the type of people that we bring to the show. You have not only won this Covenant Award, but you've also won many other outstanding leadership programs or certifications throughout the community. And Maggie, you've been in the Redding area for about how long now?
We moved in 1995.
1995.
Right.
And you came up from where?
We came up from the Bay Area. We're equity refugees.
Oh, I've heard of those folks. Right?
Yeah.
And you were also the Chamber of Commerce Business Woman of the Year in 2002. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
And you also received a County Board of Supervisors certificate of recognition for services and commitment in 2009.
That was quite an honor. Jerry Benito, the DA at the time, and I got that from the Board of Supervisors for the work we had done to help restore the sexual assault response team program at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a literally litany of accomplishments, and I think the whole community should be very, very proud, as I know they are, to have you representing us and doing the things that you do to make this a better place to live and a better world.
Well, this is a very welcoming community, though. There's a lot of need here, but there's a lot of opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm. Maggie, what aside from these distinctive certifications that you've received, what in your mind really hits you most emotionally is the most proud thing of your accomplishments while here in Redding, serving the community in Redding?
Well, I think it all falls under one category, and I think the opportunities I've had both at the community level and the professional level have given me a chance to give a voice to those who have no voice.
That's very, very interesting. And so, in your heart of hearts, What undertaking has been the most fulfilling to you in all of the things that you've done here?
Well, that's tough, but I think my work at Shasta Women's Refuge and being able to bring awareness to the issues around domestic violence and sexual assault in this community is something that made me feel really good. I worked very hard to get community awareness, but I also worked very hard to get men engaged in the movement, and I think we did a good job of that.
And you were the executive director of the Shasta's Woman Refuge, you recently just retired.
Just retired, that's correct.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to get in back to Maggie and find out some of the underlying emotional things that that drove her to do such a successful job.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Slow down.
Well, welcome back. This is the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy. And today we're interviewing Maggie Margaret Moose John. And before we get into some of the specifics, Maggie, on, you know, the prominent roles that you've served within the community, I'd like to know a little bit more about your background.
Okay.
You know, can you tell us, like, you said you were born in the Bay Area?
That's correct.
And can you tell us your family, what your parents did, number of brothers and sisters, and where specifically in the Bay Area you were from?
Well, I was born and raised pretty much in San Francisco. And
so you're a city girl.
City girl.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty much, my brother and I were the offspring of a single mother, basically.
Oh,
I mean,
see.
She wasn't single. She was married, and my father basically left us when I was in the fourth grade.
Really?
So she had to go back to work and mm-hmm. make sure that we could sustain ourselves.
So it sounds like she wore a hero's button in your lives.
In many regards, that's really true. She instilled in us also a value system and the fact that we needed to work hard and achieve so we wouldn't be at risk like we potentially were.
She obviously set an example of hard work,
she
being
did.
A single mom in those days. Divorce was not that common,
right,
a few years back. So I presume then that your mother was somewhat of a role model to you?
To that extent, yes. Hard work and being self-reliant.
Mm-hmm. And what did your brother end up doing?
My brother, actually, it's kind of funny. He has an undergraduate degree in biochemistry from UC, but he ended up working with disabled children
mm-hmm.
and now lives in Dunsmuir and is very active in publishing.
Well, it sounds like your mother planted a seed in the hearts of both of her siblings, doesn't it? And both of you, the way that... working the way that you have, looking back on your careers. So did your mother do volunteer work in those days?
No. At that time, when she went back to work, there wasn't time. I mean, she
uh-huh.
worked in the retail industry and had strange hours because she was brand new to the field, and so no.
Now, you also, which is I find very interesting, you also have a degree in engineering.
That's correct.
Do you not? That's very interesting.
Yes.
And what type of engineering, what sort of a degree did you get?
I'm sorry.
And second part, what led you to become motivated you to become an engineer?
It's a really interesting story as I look back and as I've been thinking about this. One of the memories I do have of my father, he was an engineer and he was out of the country most of the time, was his library of books on engineering and different things related to physics and the whole field. And I would read those things, not understanding them, of course, but became very interested in that field and found, even though I worked in the field for a while, but even in other jobs and managerial jobs, I found that the critical thinking that you get out of that kind of discipline is invaluable.
So your father obviously did not take the books when he departed the scene.
Correct.
You also went on to further your education and got a master's MBA?
That's correct.
Right. And what made you change gears?
Well, as I worked for the phone company and for several years and started to realize that if I wanted to advance, I needed to learn more about human behavior and about managerial skills and all the things that relate to being a good leader. So that was what motivated me.
The award that you received by District 2 as the Woman of the Year in Sacramento had to have been just a very, very, very motivating, inspirational story. Did you know about this beforehand?
I got a call 2 weeks beforehand asking if I was available to be in Sacramento to get this award on March 21st. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I didn't really exactly understand what she was saying to me. I kept saying, what?
So did you sweat it out for 2 weeks, or did they pretty much tell you?
They were really good. Jim Nielsen and his staff are just great, and they made everyone very comfortable, and even that entire day, we were just taken care of beautifully.
Did your husband partake in this?
Yeah, he was there. In fact, the little rascal knew about it long before I found out about it.
Oh, so this was almost like a covert operation,
right? It was covert.
Right?
It was very covert.
But while we're on the subject of your husband, maybe you can tell us why you picked up the panhandle of moose.
I don't know exactly how to explain it. He was a teacher in a school in the Bay Area, and someone asked about his wife, and he said, oh, moose. And it just stuck.
It stuck.
It drove my mother nuts.
You know, I know that when you receive the award in Sacramento, I've got a quote here that you made that I think is very revealing about you. And your quote was, I feel it is our responsibility to give voice of courage to those who have no voice. This award is not mine, but for those who will one day find their voice. Now, that's very profound, and that's really from the heart speaking. And obviously, you didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare something like this, so it was just an emotional reflection
that's
of really
correct.
How you feel. Can you tell us about that? Connect us to that more.
Well, when I'm... My volunteer service goes back a little ways to the Bay Area. When I was working at the phone company, I had an employee who contracted AIDS. And it was right at the beginning of the AIDS epidemic. And people who have AIDS at that time, and to a certain extent now, really had no voice. They were ashamed. They couldn't talk about it. And it really lit something in me about trying to help people who can't really speak for themselves or advocate for themselves. And that became true particularly in my last job at Women's Refuge, because victims of domestic violence and sexual assault are critically do not have that kind of voice because there's shame and there's concern and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Over the years of working so successfully with the community in that venue, can you relate to us some of the remarkable stories that you must have seen while working representing these women?
Well, the thing that touched me, it was my first week of work, was I learned the impact on children of families of domestic violence. I was in my office, and a young woman came in with a baby and spent several hours with an advocate. And when she came out, she said to the advocate, my baby hasn't cried at all since she's been in here. And the advocate said, that's right, because she knows she's going to be safe.
Wow. That was a motivator.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to need to take a break. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy, and today we're interviewing Maggie John. And Maggie, we were talking before the break, we were talking about these emotional situations, experiences that you've had serving these the underserved in the community. What other major event, emotional event, could you look back in your whole life to say that was really a hallmark or a pivotal point for you to choose to live and work the way that you do?
Well, to me, it was almost 20 years ago when, in October, our house in Oakland burned to the ground.
Oh, boy.
And that was pivotal. It was very traumatic for a while, but I'll never forget, we were pretty distressed, and we went to visit a priest that we knew up in Guerneville. And we really didn't know him well. We'd spend, you know, summers there and would go to Mass, but we're very motivated by him. And he took us in. He gave us the sacrament of the sick. And we talked to him about what had happened. And he said, you need to listen to God. He's going to tell you what your next direction is going to be. And then he gave us a cross with a rock from Jerusalem in it. And it changed our whole lives completely. Wow. And about 18 months after that, I retired from the phone company and decided I'm going to do something else. I want to be in service to the community in some fashion. And my husband applied for the job in Palisadro at Bishop Quinn, and we pulled up what small belongings we had and moved up here.
And you sprouted again, and what a beautiful story that is. And I can really, it's difficult for one to really imagine how devastating it would be to lose your home in its entirety. Was this during the Oakland fire?
That was the firestorm, yes.
So did you know that the fire was coming? Had you vacated the home?
No, it's really an interesting story. The fire really started the Saturday before.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw, it started in Berkeley, actually. We were right above Lake Temescal, and we saw the helicopters dipping into the lake and taking the water over to the fire, and so everyone thought it was out. And we went to the 49er game, and we saw the ashes, and were starting to fall, actually, at Candlestick Park. So we're assuming that once again the fire reignited in Berkeley. And we went into the stands and stood up for the Pledge of Allegiance and were paged.
Oh, my God.
So we knew immediately. And the chief of police was a friend of ours, and he said, try to get home. And we couldn't get close at all. We just saw the hillside burning.
And you knew at that moment that...
It was a pretty good chance that things were gone.
And it was a total loss, Maggie?
Yes.
Completely.
Completely.
Wow, what a story. Unfortunately, a lot of our lessons that we learn and that we acquire and the experiences are not really good positive experiences. And I guess that we all have to look for that silver lining in those deep clouds. I know that your husband plays very prominent in your life.
Yes.
And I know people want to know how you met Dr. Ray John.
Well, it's interesting. I was going to San Francisco State pursuing my engineering degree, and I knew this gentleman that was kind of associated with a group of people I hung out with, and he mentioned to us that his brother was coming back from Vietnam. And so when Ray started at San Francisco State as a freshman, and I was a senior at that point, I met him, and they say there's no such thing as love at first sight, but I disagree.
Good for you. And that was it. That cinched the deal.
That cinched the deal. Yeah.
Well, your husband is quite a closer. He's a mover and a shaker, so he knew what he was after, right?
Well, he tells everyone a different story. He said he went to the registrar there in the school and wanted to see who was graduating that had the most financial potential.
In other words, he wanted to see your financial statement.
Exactly.
Before he signed on. Good for you. Maggie, you work with a lot of underprivileged, underserved folks in Shasta County. And I know that you have wonderful experience in seeing how these lives are just being flattened. And I'd like to know what advice you could give for listeners who may be facing struggles either through abusive relationships, drugs, or children. And I'd like to hear what advice you really would give these folks.
Well, I think it's really important for people to know they're not alone. Other people face these things. Also, there are tremendous resources in this community. Seek them out. Seek help. Most of the situations that these people are in, if you go try to talk to these people with resources, whether it be legal or emotional, it'll be confidential, but there is help. You're not alone, and you really need to reach out. And there is help that will make you move forward, help you move forward, not make you, help you move forward to sustain what you want to sustain. Mm-hmm. And it's important for those of us out there in the community who want to help people is not to do for people who are victims or do for people who are underserved. You need to give them the tools to do for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, Maggie, you are a very seasoned, mature...
are you saying I'm old?
Successful. Successful, emotionally driven person. And I would think that you would have spurred some folks along the way that had the opportunity to work close to you, that you have been a role model for an awful lot of people, co-workers over the years. And how does it feel to have had the opportunity to be a role model for a lot of employees?
Well, I think everyone has that opportunity if you just seek it out. Find out, you know, what you can do well. Find out what your strengths are and model that. Also recognize that none of us are perfect, so work on those areas that need to be worked on.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You know, people that are achievers, Maggie, that set the course, they always do more than what is expected or necessary. And everybody that I've ever met with that has a passion and is succeeding, they do something extra. And what is your something extra? What is it that you could say during your lifetime that is a differentiator of what you do that's extra?
Well, and I don't really think of it as extra. Often I think it's not enough.
Very interesting.
It's there's, as I said earlier, there's a big need out there. I have to monitor myself as my husband has to monitor himself and many of us probably in this room, that you don't take on so much that you don't do anything well, because mm-hmm. there is so much to do, and I often feel like, boy, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd, you know, gone one more mile instead of just the half mile or whatever it is.
Well, that's a wonderful frame of mind to be in, and in that it always leaves you yearning to want to do more. And as your education has showed you, you know, I've known that you've taken doctorate courses, and you've never really left that that study book behind, have you?
No, it's you have to learn every single day.
Yep. Well, this ends our interview with Maggie John. And Maggie, we just thank you very, very much for what you've done for the community and taking your time to come into our show. And we wish you very well in your retirement. And this is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. And we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Don't miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Welcome back. This is the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy. And I welcome you back to our second guest. And if I were to characterize my second guest, I would call him Mr. Passion. Dennis Grady is a very passionate person. You're all going to get the opportunity just to see and feel the oozing of passion. Dennis is a teacher, and he's a husband, father, parent, godparent, and Dennis, I suppose you own a pet or two as well, and welcome to our show. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Henry. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
And you're also a singer, and we've asked Dennis to bring his guitar, not his pet, and Dennis is going to be singing us a song today. And in the opening of my show, I said that passions, in many cases, passions and purposes are driven quietly, subtly, and unseen, but yet cause significant impact to others and society as a whole. And obviously, teachers have an enormous impact of creating this impact for children, for parents, and society. And Dennis, you've been teaching for quite a few years, and I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, before I was teaching, I grew up in Los Angeles. I had eight brothers, so there's nine boys altogether. And
no sisters?
No sisters.
Wow.
And therefore, you can imagine my mom must be truly a saint. To raise that many boys, it was quite a household, but it was also fun. It was exciting. There was a lot of music. Music was a huge part of my growing up. Well, you know, a lot of my brothers played, and so it was an exciting place to be. But at a certain point, also growing up in Los Angeles, I wanted out.
Uh-huh.
So,
what is it that you wanted out of?
Traffic, smog, city. I love the mountains. I love the countryside. We'd go up and visit my brother when I was a kid, and back then there were no big freeways. We'd drive up Highway 101, and I just love the rolling hills and the farmland. And I thought, this is where I belong. I don't belong in a city.
Well, Shasta County is the right place for you.
It's the right place.
No question.
Yep.
Out of the eight brothers that you had, where did you fall into the mix?
I'm second to the last. I was the eighth. I was going to be the baby. My mom had a surprise when she was 45. So.
did you support a football team?
No, but actually we got to be guest stars of the Dodgers because we had nine boys, and my dad worked for the Beverly Hills Post Office where they did all their seasonal ticket mailing. So they found out and they invited us down for Father's Day. And
really?
We all got out in uniforms and had infield practice in front of 42,000 people.
What a beautiful event.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
So tell me, did you all play together, either sing or play together?
Well, at about... starting in about eighth grade or ninth grade, my brother Tim was an excellent musician. He'd come home from school at lunch and practice for an hour. I would come home from lunch, wolf down a sandwich, and run back to school for, ball or whatever. But he started playing, and I'd back him up on his guitar, and then pretty soon others would come, and my older brother would play too, my brother Bill, and pretty soon we had a bunch of us all sitting around playing and singing, and I asked my mom to get a piano so that I could start and adding something, a little different sound. So music was just all the time growing up.
Your mother obviously did not work outside the home, right?
No, she worked inside the home, you bet.
Was education stressed?
Oh, neither my mom or dad graduated from college, and they both felt, the implications of that. My dad would come in every night when we were doing our homework. Now, son, keep cracking those books. And to have nine boys is one thing, and then have all nine be college graduates. All nine.
That is impressive.
That speaks to what my parents...
goodness.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, how many of your brothers became teachers?
Just two of us.
Just two?
Yeah. Right.
And Dennis, what was it that led you to the educational field?
Well, I had a few experiences raising my little brother. I mean, teaching him how to catch a football and hit a baseball and just all the things you teach a little brother, how to, play volleyball. And then that was always a kick. And then also I had a really neat experience in high school where we had to teach a lesson. And I got up in front of the class and all of a sudden the whole point of it clicked in my head. I threw away the notes I had prepared and taught it, and just kind of wowed the class and wowed the teacher and wowed myself. And I was like, oh, that was fun. I didn't know that would be that much fun. But it kind of saved it in the back of my mind. I kind of bounced around different jobs till I was 30, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back and try this teaching.
So you went back to school and got a teaching credential?
Yeah, I only needed one more year. I'd already gotten my BA.
I see.
So it was just really getting the education part.
And you have been teaching continuously since then?
Yeah. 28 years, I think.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And Dennis, could you summarize your teaching philosophy?
Oh, I just want to bring out the best that I can in the kids. I want them to see that what they give comes back to them, that each one is unique, each one is special, and today's education is kind of leaning away from that. It's kind of leaning towards test scores, mm-hmm. And I think we need to remind... I think my job is to inspire rather than to teach every little detail. I try to teach all those details, but then in the process of it, you have to inspire so that they want to keep going on,
Boy, that is pivotal to have that emotional contacts involved in teaching. So that is you've had many years of being able to practice the inspirational aspect of teaching, and so you no doubt have a litany of experiences that you've experienced over the years with students. I mean, 28 years of teaching is a long time.
Right.
So you must have validated that sense of inspiration with your students.
Yeah.
Could you share a couple of the stories that that you experienced with
one kid I had in fourth grade had never spoken to an adult. He refused to talk to adults. And so that was my goal for that year with him. It's like, we're going to get through all the curriculum, but you are going to learn. And we did it. I pulled it off by the end of the year.
Good for you. Dennis, we need a break. We're going to come back to that very point. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Robert from Music by Robert. I've done over 1,000 events from weddings to birthdays to anniversaries right here in the North State. Hey, what's a party without your favorite music? Let me tailor a special event for you by being the MC that everyone will talk about. Why? Because it's Music by Robert. Call me at 347-4500 and let's celebrate. That's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money?
Want to get away?
From the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
Welcome back. This is the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy. And I'm interviewing Mr. Passion, Dennis Grady, a school teacher. And Dennis, you were telling us about using inspiration in the classroom in addition to education. And you were telling us about a story of a pupil of yours who never had talked to an adult.
Right. And it just took all year long building that confidence, that trust in him where he could trust me. And, you know, by the end of the year, I had a program that I put on, and I said, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. In fact, you're going to close the show. We're going to invite your mom. And he got up there and stood at the microphone. At the very end, he closed it off, and she burst into tears. And it was just the coolest thing. And I think he knew it was something, too, because as he left the last day of school, he gave me his favorite car. And it was like,
how old was he, Dennis?
Fourth grade, nine years old.
Nine years old.
Yeah, and it's a real fond memory. And there's lots of little ones like that, lots of little, you know.
Well, give us another tidbit of story or two.
Oh, Henry, there's just too many where the kids struggle with something, that maybe the home's breaking up, this and that, and you become the rock, you become the solid place for them. And they might struggle all year long, and the last day of school, they come up and they give you a hug, and they say, thank you, Mr. Grady. Or they come back years later, and come back and say, you know, Mr. Grady, you were the teacher that made a difference in my life. You know, you inspired me to go on and become a teacher. You've inspired me to do this and that. Or, you know, just things like that. Or they come back and said, you know, I was having a drug problem. I got off, and I had to come back and tell you. And it's like, well, thank you, you know. And so those are the things that give you that lift to just keep on the hard days of teaching. Those give you the lift to come back and keep doing it.
How absolutely inspirational and gratifying it would be to have students actually, you know, come and talk to you this way. I know music is a big part of your life, and tell us about how big part of your life it is. We are going to have Dennis sing us a song. He's made a CD for children, but I want to know, first of all, how much singing is part of your life and the significance of singing in your life.
Well, again, I started with my brother playing, and I just back him up on the old surfing songs. You know, you just do the old don't know, while he's doing all the lead stuff, and it was really cool. But then we started singing, you know, the Beatles came out, and Simon and Garfunkel. And one night, my brother Tim started to play an old Simon and Garfunkel song, and he started singing one part, and I sang the other, and we just nailed it. And we were like sophomore and junior in high school, and it was like, whoa, that sounded good, and maybe I should do this a little bit more. And so it kind of built some confidence, I guess I want to say. And then he wrote a lot of songs, and that kind of inspired me to give me the confidence where maybe I could do that too. And so then when I was doing my student teaching, I was close enough to walk to school. So as I was walking up the hill, in kindergarten you do the letter of the week. So as I'm walking up the hill, you know, it's, let's see, race car, roaring down the track. I'll race you to the far and then I'll race you. You know, it's just all of a sudden the words start coming, or for W week and you're just walking up the hill and the cadence of your feet. Wagon wheel spinning round, bouncing, bumping on the ground, making such a happy sound. Oh, my wagon wheels. You're just walking and the words just kind of come and you feel it. And so you get to school and you try it. But the inspiration was, I found out 10 or 15 years later, the kindergarten teacher was still using those songs.
Wow.
And it was like, oh, you mean they made a difference then? Well, then, you know, so at a certain point, I switched back to go down to kindergarten so I could continue that.
Wow.
And it just, you know, built on the idea of recording some CD. Yeah.
So, Dennis, I want to tell you about, I want to ask you about the CD that you recorded. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you to play one of your favorite songs that you recorded.
All right, well, there was one that I wrote back then when I was doing the student teaching. This was for S Week, and I always wanted the songs to reflect the letter of the week. So it would be, Sammy the Snake lived by a lake, deep in a hole in the ground. He would slide through the grass, making just one sound. So it'd be like that. Anyway, so you're trying to teach him that sound with the letter, you know, or the goat song, you know. Well, I got me a goat and his name is Bad. He gets in my garden and I get mad. I'm gonna get rid of that goat someday, but I love him too much, and that's why he gets to stay.
So just
little silly songs.
Beautiful.
Like that.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Dennis, I know that you sell some of your CDs.
Yeah.
I own one.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell our audience where they might pick one up?
Well, you can always go on my website, GradySongs.com, or like Sugar Plum Cottage behind the Dairy Queen there sells them, Bernie's Guitar. Almost any of the clothing stores that cater to babies or small children carry them. So almost any one of those places.
Now, Dennis, do you take your guitar into school and sing songs to your students?
Oh, every day.
Oh, you do?
Every day.
So your guitar is at school?
Well, I keep one there. I've got four or five guitars. And
oh,
actually, I have two there, one for the kids to play and one for me to play.
I can see why you're so popular as a teacher. My goodness, that is absolutely just wonderful. Dennis, who has been your inspiration?
Well, probably first I'd have to say my mom. She was just a pillar of strength. You can imagine raising the nine boys, the strength she would have needed to keep everybody in line. But more her prayer life, her just handling the difficult things in a quiet way, a peaceful way. She was just incredible to me. But my dad would come home in a different way. He inspired me. He'd come home and immediately come out and play with the kids, and all the kids on the block would come to knock on my door and, can Pop come out and play? You know, so
he's one of the boys.
Yeah, yeah. So both of them. But Henry, there's been hundreds of people. Our friend Lori Fowler inspires me to look at the positive side. You've inspired me with spiritual. There's just so many people that you can learn from. My kids, I watch them and watch them grow, and they inspire me in so many ways. So there's lessons out there from everybody if you just take the trouble to look.
And Dennis, you have how many children and how many grandchildren?
Well, I've got four kids, all of them adults now out of college, and four grandkids. And love them all.
Good for you. And have they become teachers?
My son Tyler is now a teacher down in Anderson. My daughter Annie is teaching yoga and working. She's always trying something new, so I'm not sure what she'll end up teaching. And my daughter Sarah works with youth too, troubled youth. So
oh
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
So, well, Dennis, I'm going to see if you can. We have a break coming up. If you could just play us a tune into our break.
Well.
Jenny likes to jump rope.
This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Ready, the home of free fire media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights and Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, Marquis Care Shasta, Barbara McClaskey Insurance. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Slow down. Welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy, and I'm Henry Cuenca interviewing Dennis Grady. And Dennis, you've inspired all of us here in the sound room of your singing and your techniques. And I want to ask you again. You said that your mother was obviously a saint, raising ten, including your father, or, right?
Yeah.
So outside of the family, who was your inspiration? Who was your role model? What experience or meeting may you have had with somebody that was one of those aha moments that you captured something from that meeting?
Well, it's going to sound funny, but one of those people is St. Francis of Assisi. I saw a movie on him when I was a kid, and his passion just knocked me out. I was only about 8 or 9 years old, and I thought, whoa, what this man has, this is what I want. I want to have what he has. And so I kind of made up my mind right then I was going to become a priest. And I didn't tell anybody. I kept it a secret all through high school. Senior year, I met a girl, and I was like, oh, should I switch to Plan B? And so I switched to Plan B. You know, I didn't marry her. I met my wonderful wife later on. Oh, actually, you know, we've known each other for years. But anyway, it changed the whole plan, and it kind of threw me at a loss. All of a sudden, I didn't know what I was going to do. It was like starting from scratch, and the only thing I knew at that point was get out of L.A., get up in the mountains somewhere. And so then the teaching probably became an offshoot of that, because to me the priest was someone who would help people and, you know, be a servant to people. And I think that's what a good teacher really is. You're helping people to raise themselves up to their highest level. You know, that's your goal. So,
you know, Dennis, to be reading at the age of 9 and be to receive such inspiration at such a young age in itself is kind of miraculous. I mean, you don't think, I can remember looking back at my age, 9, I was reading Mad Comics.
Oh, actually, this was a movie, Henry. It was at a movie I saw at a theater. And I since then, I've found the movie. I still own it now. So it just, like I said, it knocked me out. I thought.
Was there a specific thing that just blew you away?
His closeness to God and what it enabled him to do, what it enabled him to accomplish.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, yeah, this is it. This is what it's all about.
And it stayed with you for all of these years.
Oh, it's still,
And I guess that's the Mr. Passion part of your personality.
Well, you want to try to instill it in people that you meet whenever you can. My wife probably doesn't see it much because I come home exhausted every day, and she sees a sleepy, tired husband. But when you have the energy, that's what you're trying to do.
Well, I'll tell you, we should not have our wives collaborate. Dennis, people that are achievers, people that are critical thinkers, people that have that are driven by passion, they always do extra in whatever they do. They do extra than the normal person. As a profession of a teacher, what are the extra things that you feel that you have done over the years that has made you the great teacher that you are?
Well, I agree with your earlier guest, Maggie, where you feel like you haven't done enough. You can do all you can, and you still feel like, I missed that kid, or I didn't get them as far as I wanted, or I didn't do this or that. But, I mean, there's a couple other, another teacher at school, Pam Stevenson, and I would keep kids after school for homework club, for this or that, you know, to get them caught up on their work, to help them one-on-one, you know, after school was out. And then sometimes I would take them after that out onto the playground and just shoot hoops with them, because maybe they didn't have a father role in their life or they were struggling, and they would see, oh, Mr. Grady really must care.
Wow.
Because he takes us out, you know. And so just those, anything at all where you can show the kid that he is important, and whatever that took.
That's pretty profound. Unquestionably, that is very, very profound. And I can see why so many of your prior students come back and tell you the influence that that you made on them. You know, I'm going to give a real short story. I taught business class at San Jose City College many, many years ago. And I gave my initial class, and I give typically a first week presentation, first day presentation. And I noticed one of my students was just really taken back on what I was saying. And he came up to me after class and said, you know, you have changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mm-hmm. thinking, well, this is only the first class, and I just, you know, told one story, and I could see that there was something in the story that I gave him, and I was just really taken back by him coming up after everybody left after class and saying that I changed his life, and you know, he never came back to class. So I don't know whether it was good or bad.
But Henry, if he knew where you lived, he might come and tell you today what that difference was.
Absolutely. Dennis, it's been wonderful to have you on the show. I'm you know, very privileged to have had yourself and Maggie John. You have very similar stories. Both of you express passion in everything you do. And I'm going to ask you to rummage through your emotion and your mind and pick out a song that you feel is heartfelt, something that is soulless to you, that you would like to share with our listening audience. And before that, Dennis, is there anything else that you would like to say in terms of advice that you might extend to parents or children that may be listening, or students?
Yeah, I mean, for the parents, love your kids. Love them. Take time in the evening to sit down with them on the couch. Put your arm around them. Tell them they're wonderful. Look at their work. Ask them how their day went. Even if they say, oh, nothing, this and that, keep trying. Keep holding. Keep loving. I wish I could have done even more of that, you know. And the kids just don't, the parents all work or they're split families and they just don't have enough time with the kids. So I'd love to ask, love your children the best you can.
Wow. a pretty compassionate appeal, and I might let our listening audience know that anybody that appears on my show, we do have Kleenex available. We always seem to have tears stream by. And Dennis, I'm going to ask you to end the show and with your favorite, most heartfelt song. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. Thank you.